This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 12th, 2025. The FCC on December 9th, 2025, released a long-awaited report and order adopting a new amateur radio spectrum allocation in the 60-meter band that was approved for worldwide use on a secondary basis in the WRC-15 World Radio Communications Conference 2015 Final Acts. The Commission also agreed with the ARRL petition to continue to allow amateur operations on 4 existing 60-meter channels outside the international allocation with a full 100 watts. The new rules will go into effect 30 days after publication in the Federal Register, when amateurs may then begin using the allocation. Specifically, the Commission allocated 5351.5 through 5366.5 kHz 60 meters to the amateur service on a secondary basis with a permitted power of 9.15 watts ERP. The Commission also authorized amateurs to continue using 4 existing channels outside of the 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz band, centered on 5332, 5348, 5373, and 5404 kHz on a secondary basis with a permitted power of 100 watts ERP. There are no antenna restrictions, but antenna gain must be used to calculate the ERP. The 60-meter allocation is available to amateurs holding a general class or above license. The maximum permissional signal bandwidth is 2.8 kHz. Amateurs are cautioned, though, that this allocation is strictly on a secondary basis, and amateurs must avoid interfering with non-amateur stations using this spectrum. This obligation includes the responsibility to monitor for such stations using appropriate receiver bandwidths. The FCC emphasized that allowing amateur operations in this band while fully protecting incumbent primary federal operations is our priority, and even intermittent interference in this band could jeopardize important federal operations. You can continue to read more about this story at ARRL News. The 2025 ARRL 10-meter contest coming this weekend may be the last year for new operating records to be set until we reach solar cycle 26. That's another 8-plus years. And while solar activity has shown recent periodic high points benefiting the 10-meter and higher bands, upper HF band conditions are beginning to show a weakening trend. If you're unfamiliar with the ARRL 10-meter contest, this is a 48-hour event running from Saturday, December 12th, 0000 UTC, that's Friday evening in the USA, through Sunday, December 13th, 2359 UTC, that's Sunday in the USA. The contest participant log entry deadline is 7 days after the contest, and logs are due via email or by paper on or before December 21st, 2359 UTC. This event is condensed into just the 10-meter band with 3 mode combinations of CW only, phone only, or a mixed category of phone and CW. This complements the single operator and multi-operator categories of the event. If you're newly licensed ham, you can participate in this contest with essentially no restrictions. If you're a technician class licensee, you may operate CW from 28.0 to 28.3 MHz and phone from 28.3 to 28.5 MHz up to 200 watts PEP. Last year's ARRL 10-meter contest saw a record-breaking number of entries, more than 6,600, with a clear rise in youth and rookie participation. ARRL Radio Sport Manager Bart Jantke, W9JJ, reminds the participants that this ARRL 10-meter contest weekend was chosen for its increased 10-meter propagation, including winter e-skip, meteor shower, and with the recently reported solar CME activity, we could very well experience 10-meter aurora enhancement. Remember, when you want to go for a round or maybe just want to try out for a fun event at your very first contest to experience, or perhaps you're looking towards and working towards your worked all states or your 10-meter DXCC standings, you'll find success this weekend. Read more about the ARRL 10-meter contest at ARRL.org. ARRL will host the 9th Annual Hamsai Workshop, March 14th through the 15th, 2026, at Central Connecticut State University in New Britain, Connecticut, with activities also occurring at ARRL headquarters in nearby Newington. Organizers for the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation Hamsai community are working hard to put together a memorable event that will bring together amateur radio operators, citizen scientists, students, and professional researchers. The 2026 theme, Discovering Science Through Ham Radio, highlights the vibrant intersection of amateur radio and scientific discovery. The 2026 workshop will showcase achievements across the community, including the latest advances in ionospheric research, personal space weather station development, meteor scatter propagation studies, and the expanding use of technology and techniques for real-time radio propagation sensing. Participants can expect more than 50 oral and poster presentations. The abstract submission window is open now through January 20th, 2026. Invited to tutorials and a Saturday evening banquet featuring a keynote speaker from a prominent member of the community. Attendees will also enjoy a visit to ARRL's national headquarters. A variety of registration options are available. For more information, visit the Hamsai 2026 workshop page and read the full story at ARRL News. If you know someone who's been curious about amateur radio but hasn't taken the leap yet, here's a suggestion. The ARRL Technician Class live video course for ham radio licensing. It's convenient. A two-day online course for prospective hams to earn their first license. Taught by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF, this immersive instruction runs December 20th through the 21st, 2025, and includes a Technician Class prep book by ARRL National Instructor Gordon West, WB6NOA, and 1 year of ARRL membership. The course breaks down everything needed to know to pass the technician exam in bite-sized lessons. By Sunday afternoon, you'll be amazed at how much you've learned and how comfortable you feel about taking the exam, said Green. Attaining your amateur radio license will be and open a whole new world of communication adventures. Encourage your friends, family members, club prospects, and community volunteers to take the same step into amateur radio. Enrollment is now available in the ARRL store for a special introductory price of $99. If you know someone ready to begin their amateur radio journey, stir them to this excellent start. The deadline to register for the inaugural ARRL Technician Class live video course is December 14th, 2025. The 2026 ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program is currently accepting applications, but the deadline is coming up quickly. All applications must be submitted by December 30th, 2025 at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. More than 170 scholarships ranging from $500 to $25,000 are available to active FCC-licensed amateur radio operators pursuing higher education. Students are encouraged to apply early to ensure their materials are received on time. These scholarships, made possible through the generosity of ARRL Foundation donors, support and inspire young amateurs to explore amateur radio, advance their education, and pursue careers in wireless communication and related fields. In 2025, the ARRL Foundation awarded 170 scholarships totaling $800,000, and we look forward to supporting the next group of talented applicants. For full details and the online paper application, visit ARRL.org. Pre-registration is open for the ARRL Student Coding Competition, a national challenge with awards up to $25,000, inviting participation from ARRL member amateur radio operators age 21 and younger. Students will design a mobile app to support the future of amateur radio and ARRL. But don't start just yet. Wait for the full rules and specifications to be released when the competition begins on January 1st, 2026, with project submissions due March 31st, 2026. Entries will be judged on meeting the published specs, UI design and usability, code quality, stability, and extra features. Adult members are encouraged to spread the word. ARRL student membership is free, and urge young hams to pre-register now at coding.arrl.org to receive more updates. Members of the Spokane County, Washington Aries participated in a Ground Truth Weather Spotter Communications event that took place on Saturday, December 6, 2025. The on-air exercise was designed to serve as an alternate to Skywarn Recognition Day, which was canceled this year by NOAA's National Weather Service. Nine stations collected and relayed 40 reports with information that included location, sky conditions, temperature, and wind speed and direction. Gordon Groh, WA7LNC, had the original idea for the exercise. It was a good, positive experience and exercise, he said, adding that members hope Skywarn Recognition Day resumes next year as they continue to provide assistance during bad weather conditions. Registration is now open for the 2026 sessions of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. The Teachers Institute is ARRL's professional development program designed to help classroom teachers elevate their STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math programs through the use of wireless technology, and is a major part of ARRL's advocacy of inspiring youth. A full summer of sessions will be held at ARRL HQ in Newington, Connecticut, as well as several sessions around the country. Be sure to check back often. More sessions will be added closer to the summer. And if you're interested in bringing the Teachers Institute to your area and know an administrator in your local schools, we would love to discuss the opportunity with them. To learn more, visit www.arrl.org/TI. Christmas Eve 2025 offers a great opportunity to hear radio transmissions from vintage equipment still operational for over 100 years. On Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, the World Heritage Grimton radio station in southern Sweden is scheduled to broadcast a traditional Christmas message to the world on 17.2 kHz CW using a 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator with the call sign SAQ. That transmission begins at 0800 UTC. The event can be viewed on a YouTube live stream beginning at 0720 UTC. QSL cards will be available, but for a guaranteed EQSL, please report using the online QSL form. And the 2025 Fessenden commemorative transmission is scheduled to take place December 24th and 31st at 2100 hours UTC on 486 kHz from Forest, Virginia, in honor of the legend Reginald Fessenden. Fessenden was a pioneering inventor known as the father of the voice of radio and for his work involving radio and sonar. Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, will control the broadcast under a new Part 5 call sign, WQ2XQA. Reports of reception can be sent via email to WA1ZMS@att.net. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. South Korea launched KSLV-2, or Korea Space Launch Vehicle, with 13 satellites on board. 12 of them have frequencies in the UHF band, of which 3 are IARU coordinated. They are twin Snuglite 3 CubeSats, HANA on 436.460 MHz and DURI on 436.788 MHz. They use 9600 BPS GMSK AX.25 digipeater, UHF beacons, and an S-band imaging payload on 2.405 GHz. The third satellite is Spire 1 on 436.650 MHz up and 2.425 GHz down. If you're interested in listening to one of the other satellite downlinks, you can find Jack 3 and Jack 4 on 436.300 MHz, BEE 1000 on 436.500 MHz, PerSat 1 on 437.125 MHz, K-Hero on 436.165 MHz, and INHA ROSAT on 437.665 MHz. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, December 12th, the NCCC FT4 Sprint, that's digital. Also on December 12th, the weekly RIDI test, that's digital. December 12th, the NCCC Sprint, that's CW. And on December 13th and 14th, the ARRL 10-meter contest, that's CW and phone. And remember to check the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, December 12th to the 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 10th, Ham Radio University, ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And January 16th through the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida. And finally this week, thanks to the Barron County Amateur Radio Association in Barron Rice Lake, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.